This is Skip Mancini. Spring is just around the corner, but we still have some cold and blustery days ahead. It's a perfect time to stay indoors and join me for Growing on the High Plains. I recently snipped a brown branch tip from one of our Austrian pines and took it into our county extension folks to see if it could be an example of that deadly evergreen plague, pine wilt. I was assured that the condition wasn't caused by this tree-killing disease that seems to be sweeping the middle part of the country. However, I was advised that my dead branch was most likely caused by a lack of water to the root system. Our old nemesis, drought, just never seems to go away. Though much of the state of Kansas has been given a reprieve from the extreme drought rating we sported the last several years, there seems to be one little dollop of red still on the map. And of course, that's where we have our acreage that's lined by an essential but always thirsty shelter belt. During my visit to the government office, I was given a brief refresher course on the whys and wherefores of watering and was sent home with a couple of printed handouts to serve as reminders of how to water wise in this dry and dusty winter. Supplemental irrigation is a requirement for growing trees on the Great Plains, since from the get-go, they'll be battling for survival in a place where they really aren't supposed to be. So the first rule of thumb for some amount of success is to put the water where it will do the most good, which is in the root zone. Soak the soil to a minimum depth of 12 inches out to the drip line, and for many upright evergreens, you'll need to extend that area beyond the drip line, as their roots often grow well past their relatively narrow base. This expanded watering area may call for using a sprinkler or a ring of soaker hose, as laying a hose at the base of the trunk probably won't cover the outer area where the absorbing roots are, and could eventually contribute to basal decay on the trunk. Extending mulch around the expanded watering area is also a good idea and will make your watering efforts go further. Most of the pointers in the extension handouts were familiar to me from previous visits and workshops, but they served as good reminders that it's critical to provide water year-round, not just in warmer weather. A good soaking in the fall, before the ground freezes, will probably get your trees through a regular winter that brings a couple of good snows. But in a dry winter, it's essential to watch the forecast and give those trees a good drink during a midwinter thaw when a few days of mild weather are predicted. And one suggestion on my K-State material was actually something that I had never really thought of. When our dry and dusty area does get some moisture, it's often just a little bit, never providing enough to do much good. We can enhance the moisture from a light shower, or a snow that just measures a couple of inches, by applying additional water as soon as possible. The water from a quarter to a half inch rain that does little more than penetrate the top layers of thirsty soil can be moved deeper into the root zone with some additional watering, thus maximizing the benefit of a light shower. So the next time you bemoan the next to nothing you got in your rain gauge, set some water on your trees to make that little bit add up to a bit more.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.